This meeting is now being recorded.
Excellent. My name's Cheryl Langdon-Orr, and this is the sixth meeting of the Support Organisation and Advisory Committee Accountability Work Team for the CCWG on ICANN Accountability Workstream 2. It is 0500 UTC on the 8th of September, and we have seen at least one lot of apologies come through. I saw Greg Shatton's apology come through, and if anyone else has any other apologies, my granddaughter is not offering an apology, she's offering an opinion. if you could make it a note of it in the chat or let staff know, we'll have it recorded. Even though there's not an enormous number of people on the call today, we will take our roll call from the Adobe Connect Room participants list. So if you are in audio only, in other words, if you're only on the telephone line, if you could let us know now and we'll note your name as an attendee. Not hearing anybody. Let's assume that who we have in the AC room and on my lap, and there is only one person on my lap, she's 15 months old, is the attendees for today's call. Any really errant typing that comes through the chat will be probably my granddaughter and not me, but you all know how badly I type. And at this point, I'm going to mute before it gets even noisier and hand it over to Fazi and then Steve to get our call up and running. Over to you, Fazi.
Thank you, Cheryl. Farzan Abadi speaking. Hi, everyone. So during our last session, we decided that with the group to start with track three, which requires us to propose a detailed working plan on enhancing SON AC accountability. And during last session, to start that, we decided to ask the SON ACs what are the current accountability mechanisms that they have in place. So we would like to start a group discussion on that, and then our other agenda item would be about how do we actually interpret working plan, which is actually in the track three, which says that propose a detailed working plan on enhancing SON AC. So what do we mean by working plan? How do we come up with the working plan? And then the other agenda item would be on the new bylaws on SOAC accountability, which we think that we should also focus on and get a clear idea of what bylaws say about SOAC accountability. I will pass it to Steve at this point. Thank you.
Hi, Farzi. It's Steve Del Bianco. So this is just under the part of the agenda where we're reviewing our last call. And I did want to try to resolve any ambiguity about if Karen, if staff could load the slides that we presented on the last call, go to slide 3. We were recounting the fact that recommendation 10, which is also known as Annex 10, from the work that we did on our final report, was then translated by the lawyers into the new bylaw, the new section of the bylaw regarding these independent reviews, these independent external reviews required by the board every 5 years of every SO and AC with the exception of the GAC. And the part that was new was little Roman numeral 3, which indicated that the review is to determine whether an SOAC is accountable to its constituency, stakeholder groups, organizations, and other stakeholders. It looked like there was some ambiguity, whether the words other stakeholders, I wonder if Karen, thank you, Karen, whether the words other stakeholders are outside the SOAC, or are they inside? Thank you, Karen. And if you go to slide 3, if you don't mind. Thank you very much. So please, everyone, you'll see at the bottom of the screen, that's the language from the new bylaws. And for the absence of doubt and ambiguity, I went back to Annex 10, which is this came from, and went to page 1 of Annex 10, which Karen's going to load in just a second here, and you'll see where that came from. So it's very clear that all of this is internal accountability. All of this. There's plenty of time for us to discuss the external accountability, and just to say an SOAC being accountable outside, but let's not have any mistake here. The bylaw we just quoted is about internal. And the proof of that is right here on our final report. I'll give you a moment to look at that. The key phrase is it's respective to their respective constituency, stakeholder groups, and organizations. So I think it's pretty clear that our final report, approved by all the chartering orgs, focus these independent reviews to take a hard look, not just at the effectiveness of each SO and AC, but whether the SO and AC was accountable to its respective stakeholders. And that sort of returns us to our touchstone of what we mean by SO and AC accountability, and makes it clear that the question we raised at the plenary last week and on this call last week was, to what extent do we need to improve an SO and AC's accountability internally as well as externally. But this bylaw is all about internal. Thank you, Farzi. I hope that clears that up and we can move on with the rest of the agenda if there's no discussion.
Thank you. Thanks, Steve. Alan, your hand is up. Please comment.
Yes, thank you. Steve, I'd like you to clarify, when you say external, do you mean external to the, I'm not quite sure how to word this, but if we're looking, for instance, at the intellectual property constituency within the GNSO, external could mean all of the IP lawyers in the world who are not participating in ICANN, or it could be other parts of the overall community who are not intellectual property lawyers. Which external are you talking about when you say it is internal, not external?
Thanks, Alan. I think external would be everyone who's not part of the target constituency of an SO and AC. So in the case of CCNSO, external would be other than CCTLD managers.
Okay, thank
and
you.
That external, and if Karen would reload the slides, Alan, I think that's the answer you expected there, but
well, I
did want to keep a lot. Go ahead, sorry.
Yeah, I wasn't really sure, and that's why I was asking, because we've talked about both kinds of external, as you know, over the last months. And in the CCWG itself. So I wasn't quite sure which external you were talking about. The focus that I thought a lot of our work was on was, in fact, external to the group, but within the same species, as it were. That is, how do we make sure that the very limited number of people that are participating in ICANN are, in fact, representative of the wider group, and that's how I have been using the term external. Now you're using the other term. So I think just going forward, we need to be really careful that we're clear on which external are we talking about in any given instance.
Alan, thank you for that. I had Karen reload the slides, and we talked about both. We absolutely did, but I believe that by the word external here, I was speaking of outside of its respective constituencies. For instance, the final slide that we presented at the plenary and on last week's call then looks for accountability beyond the SO and AC members. And in that respect, we looked at four ways in which today the broader community outside of either the members or the target members of an SO and AC are involved in four different ways. And that was on the fifth slide that we discussed. So I think that that broader community is what we mean by external. Although we have, as you indicated, we have talked many times in this group that one of our key requirements is to make sure that there's plenty of participation and no barriers to entry so that target members of an SO and AC are able to participate. And Karen, if you go to slide one, you'll see where that is reflected in the bylaw that was handed to us in this group. The Workstream 2 bylaw for us said we were supposed to look at improved processes for participation. Participation is the second line from the bottom on the slide, and that's taken verbatim from the Workstream 2 bylaw. So that participation was a reaction to the stress test from NTIA about barriers to entry. So if a group of IP lawyers found that they somehow couldn't join the GNSO, that we would find a way to make it open to them. Not the best example, Alan, because I have a find. I believe they can find their way into anything. But, we need to look at both. I was just clarifying that the independent review section, as you pointed out, that was new, is new, but it is explicitly for internal accountability. Thank you.
Thanks, Steve. Carlos, your hand is up. Please come.
I think some of these words, like external, internal, were put in the work stream one in a hasty manner without knowing what does it means. If you take GNSO, my beloved group, what is external meaning in relation to that group? External to the GNSO means other SOAC. External to GNSO means those people who have some interest in activities of GNSO but do not participate in those activities in a physical or in other way, or it may be totally people outside the structure and constituency of the ICANN, an independent people externally make such action. So I don't think that people were thoughtful when they put external, internal. It just came like this. This is the activities of the Worker Stream 1. Some of the midnight session, words coming from people, 14 participants, approve, coming to the group, no time to discuss, approve, going to the whole group, approve, going to the ICANN, approve, and going to NTIA, approved, and so on and so forth. So we don't know what does it mean external and what does it mean internal. Internal GSNSO with so many sub-constituencies is very, very difficult. Thank you. To understand.
Thank you, Carlos. Alan. It's your
Thank you. I'm going to both agree and disagree with Cavus, because I think the problem is a little different than what he's describing. The problem is that each of our groups are different. As an example, the ASO has a very limited constituency as it is, and the people who are on the ASO are selected by their own constituency. If they are not representative, it's because the people who put them there don't care and aren't paying attention. There is no wider community outside. In the case of the GAC, each of the GAC members is responsible to their own government, and the GAC is responsible to make sure that it provides a forum for these people in a fair and reasonable manner, but not necessarily to the other governments who aren't there. So each of the groups, and I'll go on, and when we come to the review of each of talking about the groups, I'll talk a little bit about the ALAC and at large. But each of the groups is very different, and internal versus external and the wider community, whatever that is, I think will have different meanings in each. So it's fine to have used the words internal and external in the documents, but they're going to have to be interpreted and there's going to be nuances of how we use them in each case. and they are not going to be repeated over and over again the same way. So I think we just need to go forward. We need to recognize that. Thank you.
Thank you, Alan. So we can move on. If there are no other comments, we can move on to our next agenda item. Okay, I can see Sebastian's hand is up. Sebastian, please.
Yeah, sorry to be a little bit late to raise my hand. Sebastian Bachelet is speaking. Yeah, I think we are talking about important element here, and maybe we need to figure out that by, I will say, circles. You have the first circle, it's the one inside any group, SOACs or constituency or RALO or whatever. And that's the first circle. And then you have a larger circle. For example, it could be the all ICANN SOACs. And then that's external to the SOAC, but internal to ICANN. And then you have the all world, and that's external to the SOAC and external to ICANN, and maybe we can try to frame what is the accountability and to other group within ICANN and to other outside of ICANN. Maybe it's something we can help to figure out, and maybe thinking about what I'm saying, there are three circles. The first one, it's the smaller organization within ICANN, constituency, RALO, and then there's the SOACs and then ICANN and then the rest of the world. At least it's how I figure it out. Thank you very much. No, of course it's maybe not circle, but something elliptic or whatever. But it's a design we may have in mind to discuss this issue. Thank you.
Thanks. Steve, your hand is up. Would you like to make a comment?
I only wanted to, Steve Del Bianco, meld something that Alan pointed out with Sebastian's circle metaphor. Sebastian, the first circle is probably the active members that show up at an SO and AC. And then the second circle, which Alan pointed out earlier in the call, might be people that are eligible to be members but are not, for whatever reason. They may not care, or they may not find it accessible. So in the CCNSO, the first circle is the CCTLD managers who have joined and are active in the CCNSO. The second circle is all CCTLD managers, including those who are eligible but just don't participate. The third circle, I think you indicated, was the rest of ICANN. And maybe the fourth circle is the rest of the world outside of ICANN. And I think that is somewhat useful. And I appreciate the metaphor. Thank you.
Thanks. So we can go to the next agenda item, which is, what are the current SOAC accountability mechanisms? And what we could do at this stage, this is in relation to propose a detailed working plan for enhancing SOAC accountability, which is one of our mandates. So the question is, what are the current SOAC accountability mechanisms? And we could talk about, we could have a group discussion now and then ask the leaders of the SO and ACs about this question or send the question to the list. I can see Kavus's hand is up. Please, Kavus, take the mic. Kavus, we cannot hear you.
Uh,
I said discussion on those four circles is just inconclusive, and we should come back to that. I don't know whether we should take that circles from inside of CCNSO to the outside world, but I have no problem that someone make a list of that, but we need to come back to see
practical or not. I wanted to raise this question before. Now, back to you to discuss your existing tech. Thank you.
Thank you, Kavus. So, well, if there is no group discussion on the question that that we have in the agenda, then we can continue this discussion that we are having, which I think is the question of who we are accountable to. But, okay, I don't see any other hand. So does the group agree with, okay, yes, Kavus, please. Kavus, we cannot hear you.
I think you said that you want to raise a question to SOAC. The question be quite simple. What sort of accountability is currently being effective or affected or done in your SOAC? As simple as that. Or we have to find a solution in the type of the question which is easy to understand. I have no problem. Either we could have it quite quickly and send it to the SOAC and get it back, but may not be so quickly. Some of them are not so quickly. In case of GAC, this could not be come back until GAC has the fiscal meeting. In some other, maybe quicker. So you have to find out the type and formulate the question if you want to be effective, unless you wanted to postpone it to the next meeting. Thank you.
Thank you, Kavus. So would you agree, would others agree that we send the question to the leaders of SONACs, or do we send it to the group to discuss, to the list, the mailing list that the group has? Any comment on that?
Thanks, Farzi. I would say that within our group, we should compose the question with appropriate background so that we all agree what the question is, and then how we route it to the leadership of each SONAC is more of an administrative matter. But we ought to be consistent about how we ask the question. Before we even finish that, I think it would be so helpful to have one, if not two, members on this group who are familiar with the accountability mechanisms of their respective SONAC to walk us through how they do it today. I honestly believe that that walkthrough will instruct us on how to make our question and phrase our question in a way that will be easier for others to respond. In other words, we should have an idea in mind of what it looks like and then ask the question of everyone. Thank you.
Thanks, Steve. Alan, your hand is up. Please come.
Yeah, I was basically going to say what Steve said. I mean, in the case of at large, you have one chair and one ex-chair sitting on this group today. That isn't the case in most of the groups. So I think there's no choice but for us to formulate the question and then send it out.
But Alan,
okay,
is it possible?
That's great. I can see...
I'm sorry, Farzi. I was just following
okay.
up with Alan.
Go ahead.
Thank you. Just possibly that if Alan and Cheryl, in the positions that you are, can you talk to us about at least your view of the mechanisms such as they are within the ALAC for this accountability, this internal accountability of the ALAC today, and Maybe it'll spark the rest of us to do the same sorts of investigations in the places where we work today.
Sure, I'd be glad to. Sorry, were you asking me to do that this second, or were you just asking me if I'm agreeing?
No, right now. Go for
right
it.
Right now, okay. Okay, first of all, again, there are nuances in how we use words. If you look at the case of the GNSO, there is a GNSO council, and there is a GNSO, which is the wider community. In the case of the ALAC is comparable to the GNSO council. The wider community is called at large. Now, we are in a curious situation in how we've written the new bylaws that we talk about the GNSO equivalent to ALAC, which it isn't. The GNSO is the larger community, and the GNSO Council is their arms and legs, as it were, within ICANN to actually carry out activities. And the same is true. So although we are always talking about accountability of the ALAC, what we're really talking about is accountability of at large. You know, the external review that we have periodically is nominally a review of the ALAC, but in fact it's a review of at large. So put that in the background as I'm talking. So the real issue is how is the ALAC as the arms and the mouth, as it were, of at large answerable, accountable to the overall unit, to the overall community that is at large, which in turn is representing the needs of the 4 billion users. The first order answer is people turn over, and most of the people on the ALAC are named by the outer community. So at some level, one would hope that if people get returned or selected to be on the ALAC, it is because the community that appoints them believes that they are in fact going to represent them. And so the simple mechanism of how the people are selected is how it is accountable. You know, the same as the counselors for the business constituency on the GNSO are selected by the business constituency, and presumably they're not picking the people who will go rogue and do something else. So the mechanisms by which people are selected to represent the organization is a very large part of the accountability mechanism. And of course, how well those groups take how seriously they take their responsibility and how much they understand that by picking who they pick, they are impacting the results. Well, just like how we elect political leaders in the real world, some groups take it very seriously and others pick people based on qualities that you might not think are the right qualities they should be picking their leaders based on. This part of our world is no different than the rest of the world. So to a very large extent, our accountability mechanisms within at large are based on how people get promoted to the top of the pyramid, where they're in a position to act on behalf of at large. And the real accountability depends on how importantly they take their responsibilities. But there's a catch to it. Just like ICANN is a multi-stakeholder group, like the GNSO is a multi-stakeholder group, at large is a multi-stakeholder group. We have people from various diverse cultures, geographic regions. They don't all think alike. So if you say, is the ALAC acting on behalf of all of the users at any given time, there are some who support what we're doing and some who object to it. The validity of our mechanisms is based on how well we can weigh those and try to find the middle ground. So the accountability of at large, I think, is wholly dependent on how seriously the people all the way down in the pyramid take their responsibility.
I can go on for hours, but I think that's the summary.
Thank you.
Thank you, Alan. I can see Steve's question. He's asking if at-large have a procedure document, charter, or other document where this is described.
You bet. Well, the answer is because we're a distributed organization, we have many documents. The ALAC has a very formal set of rules and a formal process by which those rules are changed. The RALOs, each of the five regional organizations, have their own set of rules that they operate under. And each of the at-large structures within the RALOs are each independent organizations that have their own rules also. So it's a very distributed model, but yes, all the way down the pyramid there are rules, some of which we have access to, some of which are none of our business because we don't delve into the business of the individual organizations that are our members. But there are processes that are within our control as to how they interact with us.
Okay, that's great. Thank you very much. Sebastian, please go ahead.
Thank you, Father Net and Sebastian. I'm Bashir speaking. First of all, I would like to be sure that it's clear that when Alan was talking about at large, it's in the sense of at large within ICANN. Because this word, it's used with capital letters, with small letters, and that's a different meaning. And that's where I think one day somebody needs to come back with a name for the at-large within ICANN, different to the at-large and to the whole world. My second point is more a question of methodology. I appreciate the input of Alan, but I think really it would be better to ask each SO and ACs or each group within ICANN to come back with an answer, with a collective answer. Because I think the way we present it it's important. And I will not here raise the issue on the accountability within at large and within ILAC, but I think it will be better to have this discussion within each group and to come back to this group. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Sebastian. That comment is noted. Kavus, please go ahead.
I tend to agree with Steve. Let us formulate the question, send it to SOAC, and see what will happen. I'm sure that if the question goes to ALAC, it is not Alan Greenberg who replies. It's Alan Greenberg who conveys the reply to the entire ALAC. Whether they want to go to the at-large and so on, so that is up to them. But for the time being, it is better just concentrate on the usefulness of this question, formulate it, and send it, and wait for the reply. Thank you.
Thank you, Thomas. Okay. So we are now through, so we have decided that we formulate the question carefully within our group, and then we will send it to the leaders of SO and AC for them to discuss it with their group and come back to us. The other thing that we might want to discuss interpretation, what do we mean by coming up with a working plan on enhancing SO and AC's accountability? Because the term working plan was actually used in the proposal of CCWG, and it was said that we need to work on a working plan. So I was wondering if the group has a comment on that. If you don't have a comment or any kind of idea what this working plan should entail, then, yeah, okay, I can see Steve. Steve, please.
Farzi, the slide you have on the screen is what our charter is for the bylaws, and the key words are for us to review and develop. So we are supposed to review SONAC accountability and to develop ways to improve the processes for its accountability, transparency, participation that are helpful to prevent capture. So that's on the screen in front of you. So we should start with each of the SONACs where we do a review of its accountability mechanisms today, such as what Alan described. And it's possible that a good bit of that review of the status quo will be handed to us when we look at the staff briefing paper for this group, which I believe staff should have ready for us by the end of the week. So there's a, well, I'm hopeful that the review part would be covered by the staff review, and then we begin to develop these improvements in the process for accountability to its constituencies, look at the transparency about what happens in an SONAC. The participation part is the idea that are eligible members of a SONAC, are they actually participating or not? And finally, how are we doing it, making sure that the SONAC is not captured by eligible members who somehow steer it away from its intended mission? So I think review and develop are the key verbs there. Thanks, Farzi.
Thank you, Steve. Just to clarify, sorry, Travis, if you allow me just one second, to clarify, Steve. So you are suggesting that this working plan has to work on the transparency, participation, and mechanism to prevent capture. Am I correct?
Yep. I'm sorry, Farzi. All I did was put up our exact literal charter and found the verbs in there that I think tell us what the work we need to do and exactly the four tracks we need to do it on. Sorry, I don't mean to use the word tracks, the four areas that we would develop improvements in. I did say that the word review could be deferred for a week because it's possible that staff's report will take care of much of our review part and we can then focus on the develop part. Hope that helps.
Yes, thank you. That's very helpful. Carlos, please.
Not hearing you, Carlos.
Sorry, Carlos, we cannot hear you.
Not up to this group. Review should be based, review and development should be based on reviewing the accountability, existing accountability, reviewing the existing transparency, reviewing the existing participation. But we don't review that. We just establish ways and means how this review and development should be done. This group is not reviewing the CSNSO accountability. This is not up to us. We are not mandated to do that. We just established the process, how this review to be done. I'm suggested to the CCWG and then goes to the ICANN board. So we are not responsible for review. Let us make it quite clear. We don't have such qualification to review. Thank you.
Thank you, Pavlos. So we note that comment. Steve, would you like to answer that? Or Alan's hand is up. Alan, please. Go ahead.
Yeah, just one comment. Our job is not to review accountability, but our job is to try to understand what accountability means. And we're talking about asking each AC and SO so that we can get a better grasp on what the concept means, not so we can pass judgment on them. Thank you. At least that was my understanding.
Steve, please go ahead.
Yeah, I agree with Alan. And yes, Cavus, we aren't doing a review of the ALAC, but in our review of each SONAC, we would look at their existing processes. with an eye towards understanding what they are. We're supposed to review what the processes are, not review the ALAC, but review what are their processes, and then to suggest improvements to the process to improve accountability, transparency, participation, and prevention of capture. There is no review of the group, but only a review of what its processes are.
Sorry, I keep muting myself. Carlos, please go ahead.
I think a part of the questions to be formulated, I think the main theme would be to each SO and AC, what is the status of accountability or level of accountability that prevails in your group? What is the situations or level of transparency, and what is the level of participation, and ways and means that you, means SO and AC, suggest to further improve that. This is the grosso modo, the skeleton of the questions, perhaps more elaborated, explored, expanded by those highly qualified experts, not me, and then send it to these things. That's all. But we are not doing. We're just asking questions based on the reply that we have received from various, compare with them, and applicability to the scope of each group, whether this group would have some further comment on that, and then send it forward. So we should have one question which has three parts in a very, I would say, diplomatic manner, that just asking the question and to see what would be the reply. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you, Carlos. Okay, so I think we have, Carlos, your hand is still up. Is it an old hand or a new
hand? No, I'm sorry. It's old hand. Sorry.
Okay, thank you very much. Okay, so I think we have reached, we have covered our agenda items. And we have an action item to work on the question we want to send to the SOAC leaders on the mailing list and discuss it within the group. And that's about it. If anyone, okay, Steve, yes, please come.
Yeah, thank you, Farzi. Steve Del Bianco. As one of the three rapporteurs here, I mean, our job as rapporteurs is to write down and take action from what the group decides. So I want to be clear about how we phrase this question for the SO and AC leaders. You would all, of course, review the draft before it's sent. But it strikes me that the question we put to them will probably fit on one sheet of paper. It would start with the slide you see in front of you, which was what the Workstream 2 bylaws said about our group. In other words, it says who we are and what we were told to do. I think we should follow it up with Recommendation 10 and 12, which were the second and third slide. Karen could scroll to that if you wish, or Brenda. We should follow up by explaining that bylaw came from and refers explicitly to the final report, Recommendation 10 and 12, and that gets into the discussion of the different things we're supposed to look at so they understand why we're asking them. And we probably don't, in this question, have to ask each SO and AC the extent to which they are accountable outside of their target membership. Because we don't even know to what extent we need to look at that, and it's probably not part of the question we want to put to them. So we could say that I would suggest to you that the rapporteurs could take the first three slides on the screen in front of you. You can all scroll now. The first three slides, which is just documenting what we were asked to do, both by the final report and the bylaws. Take those three slides and have them end with a question in italics. Would you be, would you be able to point us to the resources, the documents, the procedures that you have, and add any other explanatory text as necessary, making every attempt to explain the four dimensions of accountability, transparency, participation, and prevention of capture. How does that sound?
Caboose, is that an old hand, Cheryl, or is this a response to Steve? If it's a new hand, go ahead briefly, Caboose.
Yes, I don't think that we could raise the question that formulated by Steve, saying that to what extent you are accountable to the external of your group. This is not the question. We could mention that how the issue of accountability is dealt with in your group. That's all. And then go to the transparency and go to the participation. But we are not talking from the very beginning external, internal. If you ask such question, you will have answer requesting further clarification by external and internal. In some group, it may be easy. In some other group, like GNSO and ALAC, may be difficult. External, you have the three layers as mentioned. So we should say how your group or your constituency or whatever you name the SOAC, they deal with the accountability and leave it to them to say that. But we're not talking external, internal, inter-accountability, intra-accountability. You make the question very complex.
Thank you, Caboose. It's Cheryl here. And I want to make it really clear, as Steve did in the chat, at no point did we say this question would have anything to do with external accountability. That is not anything we're asking about. However, I think the way you framed your general question will give us a good introductory text as we ask the specific questions of each of the ACs and the SOs about their accountability mechanisms.
Please go ahead.
Farzi and Cheryl, everyone on the team, if in fact the staff briefing paper, the issues paper that they're preparing for our group, already delineates any of the accountability mechanisms inside of the SOs and ACs today, well, then I'd like to know from staff what's in it. I've yet to see a draft. Perhaps some of you have. But if it does, let's not send that question out if staff's just about to answer much of it for us. So is anyone from staff or anyone here who's seen a draft can speak to the briefing paper that's coming from staff. Thank you.
Steve, it's Cheryl again. Look, I'm not going to put staff on the spot. Nobody, as far as I know, other than staff, has seen any drafting of it yet. Obviously, it will be with us shortly, so we can do some rough capture and drafting of text that we would find desirable to send out to the ACs and the SOs if indeed we need to. In the next couple of days before the close of the week, we should have the document by close of week or at latest early next week. And I think you mentioned that we would perhaps take some time to review that document before we go live with any such questions to the ACs and SOs. And even my granddaughter thinks that's a good way forward. So let's leave that for confirmation on the list, but we can certainly start as we would need to anyway to capture from today, today's meeting to put a very light framework of what we would want to be asking when and if we need to ask them. Fazi, I'm going to throw back to you and Steve to close the call and ask for any other business. It is possible that should we decide that we need the time to digest a gargling noise contributed by the granddaughter to digest this staff document next week, that we may look at reviewing our call next week, but we'll do that when we know exactly what's going on. And with that, I might point out I was on a CCWG call while this child was born, so I think it's only fair that she interrupts me occasionally on these things. Over to you, Steve and Farzi, to wrap it up in a somewhat more quiet manner than I'm going to do. Thank you.
Thank you, Cheryl. So, okay, so we are going to, if there are no other business and if there are no other comments, we are going to Sebastian. Yes, please.
Yes, sorry, just Sebastian Bachar speaking. About any other business, I just want to raise one point, not to be answered and even discussed today, but I really think that this group need to take advantage to have exchange on that during the Hyderabad meeting. Wherever we are with our work, it will be useful to exchange with others, and not just the CCWG, but maybe the leader of SONAC. And if we can frame some question or some ideas about what exchange we can have during the Hyderabad meeting, it will be good. I think we can leave that into the end of the core rapporteur. But if you can come back to us in one of the future meetings, it will be great. Thank you very much.
Thanks a lot, Sebastian. Your suggestion is noted. Okay, if there are no other comments, we are going to adjourn the meeting. I don't see any other comments. Okay, thank you very much, everyone. It was Kavu's hand is up. Please, Kavu's comment.
Yes. Yes. What time is our next meeting? Thursday? Next Thursday?
Yes, it is always on Thursday, but I'm not, it rotates. I'm not sure what time it's going to be next week. I have to.
Because we have so many other meetings and we should know which one. Few people like me, we have meetings from 3 o'clock to 5 o'clock, from 5 o'clock to 7 o'clock, and now we have from 11 o'clock. So there are so many meetings. It is better to know in advance. If possible. Thank you.
Because the Cheryl here, the rotation of call times is exactly the same each following week. We will follow exactly the same rotation as we have before, and I believe they've been all advertised, but I will ask staff to do it again if you have lost the link to the master file of meetings. We are all aware, because we are all in all of these meetings, how many are on at the moment.
There is no master plan, sorry.
Well, actually, I think you'll find that Bernie did send a link out to a complete run of the master plan for our work. Certainly, I saw such a thing, and if you haven't, I'm deeply sorry for that. But I'll make sure you find a link for it very, very soon. And with that, I think we can wrap this call up and thank each and every one of you for the time you've taken today. Karen, if you can ask Bernie to track out that link again and send it to the list. And here we are. Karen's actually put it into the chat for you, Cavus. So if you would like to click on the link in the chat that Karen Mulberry has just reposted to us all, you'll find the link of not just our meetings, but all of the subgroup calls. Hopefully that will help your planning. It certainly has helped the planning of the rest of us. Thank you, one and all. Thank you, staff, and thank you for your attention today. Thank you, Steve. Thanks, Fazi. And we'll talk more. And don't forget, there is always online. Bye for now.